Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gideon Daniel Jaber, founder and editor of Paratus and board member of Gun Owners South Africa, a very good afternoon to you. The topic is, why do you need to own a gun in South Africa? Maybe we can start off with that.
So I'm going to skip straight past the crime rate issue. I think all the listeners are fully aware and well appraised of it.
Yeah.
So what's more important is the realization that you as an individual are always the first responder to your personal emergency. And that's regardless of whether that emergency is criminal or medical in nature. So you will always be the first person on the scene of that incident. And the response from whether it's EMTs or the police will always be minutes rather than seconds. And what we know of violent encounters specifically is that they tend to be over in seconds rather than minutes. So what the actions that you take and are capable of taking, depending upon your mindset, your skills and your equipment at that moment, is crucial to determining the outcome of what's happening.
Right.
And when we look at firearms, and I think this is perhaps a mistake that we make in overemphasizing them as a solution on their own. They're just a tool. It's far more important what the individual's mindset and skill set is in determining how effective they're going to be with that tool, this in this case being a firearm. That doesn't mean that unskilled or low-skilled individuals aren't capable of using them effectively. We have lots of evidence that they are, in fact, but we certainly encourage skill development in that regard.
Okay, and I mean, looking at firearms and the process to obtain a license, do you think that our process is stringent enough to obtain a firearm?
Our process is incredibly stringent, and it's possibly one of the most stringent in the world.
Right.
It is unfortunately very badly administered in an untransparent way. There's unfortunately many opportunities for corruption inherent to the system with how it's currently being managed, and we are seeing negative effects and implications of that. But with regards to how strict it is, it's pretty darn strict, and it's for many people it's almost impossible to obtain a license due to the expense of the process and how intense it is, as well as the waiting period. So that is a large discouraging and disqualifying factor in itself.
I must admit, I have in my time also owned firearms, and the process was so stringent. I mean, maybe just quickly you can take us through the process. So someone interested in purchasing a firearm, right? So what is how do you go about it? What are the steps now?
So your first step, look, I must just clarify to the listeners, you can go and purchase a firearm at any point in time.
Right.
The fact is you will not be allowed to leave the dealership with that firearm until you have a license for it.
Good point.
And the only way you can obtain a license for it is to first have a competency certificate, which means that you need to go to an accredited institution that's listed by the Professional Firearm Trainers Council of South Africa and acquire the relevant unit standards. And if we're just talking about a handgun here, it means you need to do the unit standard for the law, which pertains the lawful use of a firearm and the Firearms Control Act, the relevant parts of that,
right,
which you will be tested on, of a handgun, which is a more technical module, which also includes a practical test that involves you safely demonstrating that you can safely and competently manipulate that firearm, as well as complete a qualification shoot within the required boundaries of accuracy. So it is quite an involved process. Once you've finished that training, you obtain from the institution something called a training certificate,
right,
which you then need to apply at the police through the SAPS for your police competency certificate, believe it or not, which is a separate piece of paper altogether.
Okay.
And they do a full criminal background check on you. You must provide them with at least three references that they can check up on you with. It is a relatively paperwork intensive process, and once they have approved your competency and have printed you your certificate, then only then can you actually apply for the firearm license, which you will have to motivate individually as well. So for example, if you want a self-defense license, also known as a Section 13 license, you will then have to put in a separate application for that license, explaining why you need it, and that process is a separate one. So it's in all in all, from zero to having your firearm license, if you do everything as efficiently as possible, you're still looking at least a 6-month process.
Really? Wow. Wow. And I suppose also there are different categories. So I suppose there's self-defense, there's hunting, sports shooting, for example, business purposes, if you're a collector. So I suppose each one, would each one be as complicated as the next?
Yes and no, unfortunately. So each one would require a motivation for the license, regardless of category. But some motivations are simpler than others and require a bit less support, or rather fewer examples of supporting documents inherent to the application itself. But they are all still scrutinized. They all still go through exactly the same process. And they start at your local police station, at your designated firearm officer. Then it goes to the provincial flash, which is firearms, liquor, and secondhand goods. And then from provincial, it goes to the central registry in Pretoria, where the final processing on it is done. When you're looking at semi-automatic rifles, for example, there's an additional step because that is known as a restricted category firearm. So they scrutinize it a bit more intensely. But everyone is subjected to more or less the exact same process.
Wow, maybe it's a good thing. So one of our listeners, Moraz, just sent me a message, a bit concerning. She says, I'm told we can get illegal firearms for 1,500 rand at any taxi rank. Is that true? I really hope it's not true. What do you think?
So I'm not 100% sure of that, but yeah. As part of a research project I did not long ago, it came out that the street price of an AK-47, which is fully automatic, was around 8,000 rand, and it has been stable at that price for a long time. To put it into perspective, if you wanted to buy a semi-automatic AK for sports shooting, of which there are a few, you would be paying about 9,500 rand for one. So the black market price for a fully automatic AK is actually cheaper than buying one legitimately. You don't have to go through the licensing period.
Wow.
But the most expensive part of illicit arms on the black market is actually not the gun, it's the ammunition. Their ammunition prices are quite astronomical. And there's a market for renting the things. They will rent you an AK to do your cash and transit heist with, and the ammunition. And if you bring it back with most of the ammunition, they'll pay you back for the ammunition you didn't use. It's actually frighteningly efficient.
Gideon, that is, unfortunately, we've run out of time. But I mean, what a way to end the chat that you can rent a firearm. Gideon Daniel Jabe, founder and editor of Paratus and board member of Gun Owners South Africa. Thank you so much, Gideon. We appreciate your time.